He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gadget Professor. My name is Don Bain, and I am the Gadget Professor. What a crazy week I have had. I could probably do a two-hour Gadget Professor, but I'd put everybody to sleep, so I won't do that. I've got a gadget today. I don't know if we've hit a new low, but it's a really cool gadget. I really like it, and it's definitely a geeky, goofy, but useful gadget. So you'll have to stay tuned to see what that is. And it's kind of strange, but it's fun. I would like to welcome everybody to the Gadget Professor. I appreciate your questions, your queries. I appreciate you viewing us. So tell all your friends and your family to tune into the Gadget Professor. Every Thursday night, we come out with a new episode. And it's very simple to subscribe to the Gadget Professor show. Just go to thegadgetprofessor.com. That's an easy thing to do. You can watch the episode right on your browser. We have our own Roku channel, The Gadget Professor. We're on pretty much any set-top box, Google TV, the Roku box, Boxy box. So you can watch us on the browser, your iPhone, your iPad. You get the deal. When you go on to our website, there's one thing that you should do is you definitely want to subscribe to the show notes. What that is, it's an email list, and you just put subscribe. As soon as the show is ready, and usually it's late Thursday night, Arizona time, I will post the show notes. And what that is a synopsis, a brief synopsis of everything that we discuss and all the URLs out of about all the software and hardware and gadgets that we discussed, where to buy it, and the poop sheet on it, so you can get that information. And it's great to have those on hand because you never know when you're going to need something that the Gadget Professor talked about. So I would love if you would subscribe to the show. You can reach me at any point in time by emailing me, and that would be at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. Thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. I do answer all my email. Anybody that's emailed me knows that I answer my email. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it would be at Twitter. I guess you put the number sign at Twitter or at Twitter. Anyway, you'll find just Gadget Professor, and I tweet probably 20, 30 times a day of all kinds of gadgets, all kind of tech news. And you want to be on my Twitter because I am going to CES, and we'll talk about that in a minute. I am leaving next Tuesday morning very early, and I will be at CES in Vegas Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and flying back to Arizona late Friday night. We will be doing all kinds of things there, so you want to check that out. One of the ways to check that out, what we're doing there, I will be updating regularly via Twitter and also on my Facebook page. Certainly you want to check in and like the Gadget Professor. Several people this week alone have actually asked me some technical questions, and I got back to them. Dave Pet Concert Morgan sent me a bunch of Facebook notes this week. He had a technical problem. He was trying to pick up Sirius Radio on his Google TV and had some major issues with that. I tried to help him as best I could, and we kind of got through it and kind of didn't get through it. But Dave, thank you so much for watching The Gadget Professor. I really appreciate your viewership, and I wish you the best of luck. We had Tim Tobin this week like us on The Gadget Professor, and Richard Moore. So thank you very much for participating in the show, and I really appreciate it. So let's take a little bit of time, this will be quick, to look at CES. And that's the Consumer Electronics Show, and that's an international consumer electronics show, and it's going to be held in Las Vegas starting next Tuesday. That would be January 8th through the 11th. And essentially, I am going to be part of the Tech Podcast Network, and I will be broadcasting live from the showroom floor. We actually have a booth there. I'll be working in conjunction with Todd Cochran and his team of podcasters. And I am on the air, I believe, Tuesday from, 10 to 12. And I think the same thing on Wednesday. And then Thursday and Friday, I'll be working with Andy McCaskey. And I don't know my schedule, but I will email, if you subscribe to the show notes, I'm going to email everybody the schedule. So if you want to tune in and watch me specifically do my broadcast from the showroom floor, in Vegas, that should be a lot of fun. I don't even know what I'm going to see there. It's the largest, as I understand it this year, it's the largest showroom space of any exhibit in history anywhere in the world. So it's big. It's really big. So essentially, I'll be on here 2 days live, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. The other 6 hours, I'll actually be roaming the halls all over the place and doing interviews with people right at their booth to show us the new technology. And it's a whole spectrum of things. It's electronics gadgets, it's non-electronic gadgets, it's scanners, it's photo equipment, it's Bluetooth, it's speakers, it's you name it, it's out there. And a lot of this stuff will never make it to market. What they tell me is 80% of what we see at CES never makes it to market. But that 20% alone is huge. So anything that's new and of interest, that whole TPN network, will be definitely following it. And I am going to try, I hope I have time, but I will embed the live stream because they will be broadcasting 24 hours round the clock. So not only will we be doing live interviews eight hours a day, after that 8 hours is finished, we'll be doing uploading different interviews, and I don't know what they are, no one knows yet, of all the different companies that about 10 or 15 different crews out on the floor will be putting together and then uploading on the server. So you should be able to tune into thegadgetprofessor.com and actually watch the stream live 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all next week. If that doesn't work, you can go to tpn.tv, Tech Podcast Network, tpn.tv, and that will certainly have the stream up. So either way, I will have this in the show notes this week, and that starts again next Tuesday morning, Las Vegas, Nevada time. So definitely check that out. And again, it was TPN, Tech Podcast Live. This is the page. You can go to that right now, tpn.tv, and it talks about CES, and here's actually a video of Todd Cochran, who's actually based in Hawaii. And Todd is, I think, the guru of gurus in this podcast space, and he does some phenomenal leading-edge type of work, and it's really a lot of fun to work with Todd, so you might want to check that out. So without further ado, I'm going to give you six different pieces of software this week. Usually it's three or four, but it's the new year. I want to start off strong, so we're going to go through six gadgets, six pieces of software that I think you'll find of interest, and then we'll do our gadget. But before I start, this caught my eye about an hour ago, and I read it twice because I couldn't believe it. This is what it says, folks. I'm not making this up. I'll have it in my show notes. Twitter is worth, how much money do you think Twitter is worth? Okay? A million? 3 million? 5 million? 10 million? A billion? Twitter's worth 11 billion, likely to float in 2014. Twitter is now worth around 11 billion, that's with the B, 11 billion bucks, and is likely to make its market debut next year, analysts at Greencrest have claimed. I'm not going to spend time reading the article, but oh my God, $11 billion? And there's rumors been floating around for a while now that Google is contemplating buying them out. So we'll keep our eye on that, but whew, 11 billion bucks for Twitter? Oh my God. Okay. Our first applet of the day is Waze, W-A-Z-E. Get the best route every day with real-time help from other drivers. Waze is the world's fastest growing community-based traffic and navigation app. Join other drivers in your area who share real-time traffic and road info, saving everyone time and gas money on their daily commute. So this app is essentially for the Android and available on iTunes for all the iPhone people and iPad and all that kind of stuff. So, excuse me, it's a free app. Check it out. Imagine 30 million drivers out on the road working together towards a common goal to outsmart traffic and get everyone the best route to work and back every day. I haven't tried it out, but it looks really interesting, and I will take a peek at it this week, but it's called Waze, W-A-Z-E, and I'd always like to outsmart traffic, but in the Phoenix area, that doesn't happen. The next app that we have Also is an Android app and an iTunes app, so you can use it on either one. This is called, I believe it's pronounced Onavo, O-N-A-V-O, Extend. This will extend your data usage, and you're going to get more from your data plan from AT&T or Verizon mobile data plans. The bottom line is that Onavo effortlessly extends the value of your existing data plan. Get up to 5 times more data from your iPhone, iPad data plan. And essentially, you'll have to read the reviews, but it's figured out some way to squeeze more data out of the plan without you paying more. I have not tried it. I just haven't had time, but it looks like a really interesting concept, and all the explanations are right up in front of you. Netflix started making fast halts. No retry entry time with this message that it has lost continuity, blah, 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 blah. But after loading this program, it seemed to work better. So I'm not sure how it aggregates or speeds up or slows down the data plan, but I think you should at least take a peek at it so you know what's going on out there. This next one is called Pick to Shop. And Pick to Shop is an original barcode scanner on the App Store, again, PC or Android. It's one of the few apps that's capable of reading barcodes on all iPhones and all Android models, even without the autofocus. So if you have an older phone and it never quite focuses on that barcode, this program doesn't care about that. And essentially what this will do is it contains tens of millions of products from thousands of retailers online and local. So you know you're getting the best price. So you can even check if a book is available at your local library with this. Pick2Shop is a web-based and open type of software. The website contains all sorts of interesting product information. You can visit them from right inside the app, and they keep adding new discoveries every day. Free app, a little video here on how it works. I have actually used this, and it works remarkably well, and it's very fast. It's free. The key features are it works on any iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad, works on all the Androids with or without autofocus, searches through thousands of online local stores, checks public libraries near you, ultra fast, so on and so forth. Great little app for free. You can't beat the price. Now, a little change of pace here, not so techie, but did you ever get tired of watching TV? Or I know my wife clicks, click, click, click through the channels. There's nothing to watch. There's nothing to not watch. So there's nothing better than an old-time movie. And this is called Big Five Glories, and you can stream live. Excuse me. You can stream live for free. All these movies, and they've got some really cool stuff. The quality is great, and you got some phenomenal choices. The Big Bluff, The White Zombie. Who doesn't want to watch The White Zombie? Come on, folks. This is really great stuff. It's totally free. Check this out, big5glories.com. When you have nothing to do and are totally bored, you'll thank me for giving you this website. Rolling right along here. This is called Peak You, and this is a people search. So if you're ever wondering whatever happened to your old friend, like my old friend Alan Goldstein, if I wonder whatever happened to him, I could actually check him out on Peak You and see if he comes up. Now, I must admit, I tried this, and I've had mixed results. Most of it was inaccurate, but then again, I had a couple people that I was trying to track down that had actually tracked them down. They're in jail, but at least I know where they are. So you want to check out PQ and see if you like it. Again, it's totally free. Hey, come on, look at all this good stuff you're getting from the Gadget Professor. Moving right along, folks. The last one of the day is called Valpak. And Valpak is basically going to give you all your local savings in terms of coupons right on your phone. So you can load these coupons right onto your phone, and when you go to the store, the supermarket, or Best Buy, or wherever you're going, all you do is just click your phone on, go to that coupon, they scan it, and boom, away you go. So no more cutting with the scissors and stuff them in your pocket. I went to the store a couple weeks ago. I had 6 coupons that my wife gave me for products that we usually buy. I bought the products, and when I came home and emptied the bag out, and took my glasses out of my pocket, I had the coupons still in my pocket. Now, if I had them on my Android phone or my wife's iPhone, I would have probably forgot anyway. But for those people who could remember, check out Valpak. It's a good site. I have used it. It also will tell you if you're in an area, you know, where they're offering discount food or whatever. So it's a handy thing to have, and it's free. So why not? And now, folks, it's time for the gadget of the day. I debated about this one, and I don't know. Either I've brought the show to a new low, which is kind of hard to do, or this is something that's really functional. Now, I found this to be one of those gadgets that you buy, and when you bring it home, you know, your wife or your kids go, "Are you kidding me? You bought that?" But I couldn't resist, and to tell you the truth, this thing is excellent. I really like it. So let's take a look at it. I've warned you now. Let's take a look at this on camera two. And what this is the hands-free flexible light. It's called Hug Light. It's an LED high-intensity wide-angle, for lack of a better term, flashlight that gives you hands-free convenience. And when you purchase it, you're going to get two of these. One's already, I haven't removed from the packet, and the other one's right here. Now, you get an instruction sheet. Come on! An instruction sheet that gives you pictorials of how you can use this lamp. Now, the interesting thing that on the box and on the website, which we'll refer to in a minute, it says that it has 4 white light and 2 red light positions, but I couldn't find them, and I figured out how they finally came to that calculation, which is pretty bizarre, and it's kind of funny. But this bends into any position that you want, and there's basically a steel rod that goes through the entire device so that you can bend this any which way you want. So they say it makes a great book reader, and the way it works is you essentially just put this over your neck like so, and then you turn the lights on. So there's one stop that's brighter. I know you can't see it, but it is definitely brighter. And the third stop is ultra bright. And these are really bright LEDs. These are not the junky ones or the ones that you put on your head and just a little bit of light. There's a lot of light. And then if you click it again, you get 2 red lights. And why do you want the red lights? Believe it or not, at night, it's easier to see with the red lights on for the most part than it is with the white lights. And it has something to do with your night vision and all that stuff, which is why they have the red lights on there. And then if you click it again, it goes off. So there's different positions that you could use this in, and it shows you all the variables. Now, Mike, keep my screen off for a second here, and I'm going to see if I can find. Yeah, here it is here. And they tell you the different positions. They have a very good display of how it works and everything. So essentially, what you're going to do is the battery, and let's go on camera 2 for this. And I'm going to show you here, right here is where the battery goes. And I have to tell you, it's kind of hard to pick this out. I had to use a screwdriver. But 2 penlight batteries go in here. And they actually come with 4 penlight batteries, and they're good batteries. They're Duracell, so that's a good thing. So each unit takes 2 batteries. And this slot actually comes apart. I don't know if I can get it to come out easily. Yeah, I did. So there's your batteries right there. You can see those. They go in there, 2 penlight batteries. And then this piece essentially is going to go back in here, like so. And now what you do is you just put it on your neck and you can bend it to any position. So if you're sitting at night and you want to read in bed, you don't want to wake up your spouse or whoever you're sleeping with, that was a joke, then you can actually read, and you can put 1 light on or 2 lights on. So that's kind of cool. They show you various positions that you can actually not put it around. You can just, you know, place it on a flat surface and bend it to whatever you want. The steel rods in this are excellent. Wherever you put it, it stays, and it's not flimsy. It's very, 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 very well made. I have to impress that point. They're very well made. So obviously you can rotate it in any direction. Now, here's the funny part, folks. They give you this little rubber piece, and we'll get a close-up of this. On camera 2, here's the little rubber piece that comes with it. And now if we go back to camera 1, Mike, thank you. If you go back to camera 1, this piece actually fits right here. And in the picture here, they show you that you put this around your neck and slide this rubber piece so it kind of holds it together. So anyway, my neck is too thick for this. There we go. That was me in my youth, and I had no problems with this fitting like that. But since I've put on a little bit more weight, I can't get this to fit, so I don't really need it. So that's essentially how it works. And I'll tell you one thing that is really cool. Now, get ready for this, folks, because you're not going to believe this. This is the position that I found to be the best. At night, when I had to crawl underneath my desk and couldn't see anything because it's dark down there, and I have tons of cables and tons of servers, and I had to go in and find way in the back a wire that I probably kicked out. I put this here, and I try to turn it up, no good. But this is what you do, man. Check this out. Just like that. It fits perfect. It doesn't move. Let me get this little piece out of here. You can turn it up. You can turn it down. You can cross them. And when you're walking with this and when you're underneath that table, this is fantastic, folks. You got to love it. You got to love it. Now, I know you're saying, where can I get this? Where can I get this? Well, if we go to Amazon, you'll find that they sell for $24.49, which is pretty expensive. If you are a member of Costco, they sell two of these, this whole pack, for just $10. So for $5 a piece, I think this is a tremendous value. And if you're looking for a great light, easy to use flashlight that's quite bright, has the red lights, I highly recommend this. $25 at Amazon. If you remember Costco, $10 for the two of them. And I don't know, I probably shouldn't put this up here, but here's their website. And there's a couple places that they have it, but you got to watch the video on this. I can't even run it, but it's your typical infomercial. And if you want to get a good laugh, I'll put it up on my show notes, and you can see what this looks like with their commercial. It's pretty funny. It's like Billy Mays doing this thing. It's hysterical. But bottom line is, it's very good. My only complaint, and it's a minor one, is I found the battery to get this out was a little tough at first, but now it seems to have loosened up, so I can't complain about that. The only thing I probably would have done differently is on these clicks, you've got a cycle. So that's light one, a little bit brighter, two, more bright, three, red is four clicks, and the fifth click turns it off. What I would have liked to have seen is just an on and off switch on the bottom, so I didn't have to cycle through the four clicks to turn it off, but that's a minor thing. And I think this is a very well-made device. I can't tell you, I really like it. I hate to admit it. So that's my crazy kooky gadget of the day. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Please tune in to the coverage, round-the-clock coverage at CES, starting probably Monday. I think we're going to actually turn the network on, and we'll start live the live broadcast. I doubt there will be a live gadget professor. I'm sorry, let's back up. I doubt there will be a recorded gadget professor next Thursday. I just don't know what I'm going to do. As you know, I'm going to be there all day, every day. I don't have access to the studio. We have a lot of handheld gear, tons of it, and we're going to be pretty busy. So what I plan to do is either let the live broadcast run on the website, free-flowing, so you can just tune into that anytime you like, and that will be, again, beginning maybe even Sunday, but certainly this Monday it will go live. If it's not streamed on thegadgetprofessor.com, it will be on tpn.tv. I'll put all that in the show notes. And what I may do, and I'm just giving you a heads up, I may do a couple quick bursts on the floor and record some stuff right on the showroom floor, and then upload that to my server and put that on the Gadget Professor for, quote, an episode for next Thursday. So we'll have to play it by ear. If I get a chance where I can squeeze into the studio space and run off an episode and tell you, you know, the recap or what I think was cool or not so cool or whatever, it should be a very interesting couple days. I always look forward to CES. It is exhausting because you don't stop. And I don't know if I'm going to bring my light because I don't know how the other podcasters are going to look at me if I'm walking around, you know, like this through the halls. But this is a great gadget. I like it. My wife just went, "You got to be kidding me! You bought that?" But that's a whole nother story. So that's my wife calling me now on the phone. It's a great time to end the show. We'll see everybody at CES. Thank you for tuning in.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.